Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Oconto County is just one location in northeastern Wisconsin still working to clean up damage from last month's storm. It's taking time to cut all the branches off downed trees so they can be moved to one of 9 debris disposal sites in the county. Officials in that part of Wisconsin are estimating there's about 240,000 acres of downed trees. The U.S. Forest Service is joining local efforts to clear those trees. And a bipartisan bill introduced last week in Congress would expand the reimbursement system already in place for Native American veterans in 20 states. 36 health care facilities in those states would benefit. Wisconsin Democrat Gwen Moore is one of the co-sponsors. The Health Care Access for Urban Native Veterans Act would expand a system already in place at 185 hospitals and clinics. And anti-gun groups like Moms Demand Action and Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort are urging the public to take action after mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton. The Reverend Jerry Hancock and his group want to see public pressure applied and mass demonstrations held to influence elected leaders to respond. Students playing high school athletics may experience concussions playing football, hockey, and soccer, according to a 2-year study at Northland Pines with female soccer players. The rate of concussions were twice as high with female players than males. Northland Pines soccer player participation was voluntary, and they were fitted with headgear and of their choosing at no cost. Athletic Director Brian Margalovsky reviewed the findings and found 2 more statements that stuck out. There's a certain reduction of those wearing headgear of having concussions, and most concussions of those, 4 out of 5, occur in game situations. He felt there were more questions raised, such as coaches shying away from head contact in practice, where players themselves are less likely to have a head injury during practice. And a former Green Bay Packer great is a keynote speaker at an event to help develop leaders in the Northwoods. The Northwoods United Way is hosting the 4th annual Leader Fest, a 1-day event for people interested in gaining leadership skills, networking with others, and learning about what leadership and volunteer opportunities and needs exist within the Tri-County area. Northwoods United Way executive Nancy Sattler says the event helps build community.
Northwoods United Way has been doing Leader Fest. This is the 4th year now, and the reason we got involved doing it is because we believe that by offering people the opportunity to strengthen their own leadership skills, it also helps then to strengthen our community. So stronger leaders equals a stronger community.
Nicolet National Bank is sponsoring retired Green Bay Packer great Leroy Butler.
We're really excited to hear his stories about leadership and how being a strong leader within his organization really helped him be successful in his own career.
LeaderFest is set for 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Wednesday, August 14th at Nicolet College Lakeside Center in Rhinelander. Registration is available online at LeaderFest19Eventbrite.com or by contacting Northwoods United Way. And the weather forecast for this afternoon. Look for skies to remain sunny with a high near 79. Clear tonight, low 55. Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms are likely in the afternoon. Partly sunny with a high near 78. Wednesday night, still a good chance of rain, low near 52. Then Thursday, back to sunny and 72 for a high. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.